This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. At the risk of stating the obvious here, we are all a whole lot more supply chain aware than we were just a couple of years ago. And as we have talked about a bunch on this program, that has been a business opportunity for a whole lot of people and companies and institutions of higher education, too. The supply chain management major right now is hot. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has that one.
Back in the 90s, Kelly Lynch worked in supply chain management for the automotive industry. And one night, watching TV with his wife, this episode of the show Friends caught his attention. It's the one where Rachel gets a job as an assistant buyer at Bloomingdale's.
Oh, it's going to be so great. I'm going to get to help decide what we sell. I'm going to have an office with walls and everything.
Lynch was skeptical. He knew that procurement takes more than a love of shopping.
And that was her motivation. Well, anybody can do this, right? And I kind of laughed, and I remember saying to my wife, if it was only that easy.
Lynch now teaches supply chain management at Michigan State University, which has one of the top programs in the country. He says applications are up by more than 10%.
We're attracting students who may have never thought of supply chain management.
Even undergrads. Last fall, for example, there were a lot of freshmen at the first meeting of the Student Supply Chain Association. MSU senior Kate Fairley is the club's VP.
I was able to really go around and be like, oh, nice to meet you. Do you need any food? Is this your first time?
Fairley says when the pandemic hit, suddenly there were real-time case studies to look at in class, from toilet paper to port slowdowns to transportation bottlenecks. And practically overnight, supply chain experts became sort of rock stars.
We've gotten a deluge of requests for insight and perspective.
Shay Scott directs the University of Tennessee's Global Supply Chain Institute. He says that's validating, but points out that the supply chain is complex.
And that doesn't always lend itself to a one-sentence soundbite.
Especially when you're trying to get up to speed on it quickly. At Arizona State University, Thomas Cole teaches his students that the supply chain is kind of like personal health.
You don't really notice an issue until you try to do something that you thought you could do, but you can't.
And the past couple of years have brought about all kinds of new challenges, from last mile delivery to environmental sustainability. Cole says consumer demand for greener products is something Arizona State students learn about in a class simulation about coffee. The exercise includes a challenge, customers rejecting the coffee because the bean growers are destroying the rainforest.
You're losing sales because of this. And the look on the students' faces, why is that my problem?
And that's the kind of thing that excites MSU senior Sydney Lintall.
You're always go, go, go and having to figure out or solve new problems because something always comes up. A shipment is wrong or things aren't working properly or you need to negotiate a new price with your supplier because prices have gone up or down.
Lintall already has a job lined up with a software company.
After the recruiting process, I received 7 offers.
Many of which pay well. Salaries in supply chain management are going up and already average $10,000 to $20,000 higher than entry-level positions in other fields. That's because, as Sydney Lintall found, companies want her skills. And so there are now more jobs for supply chain professionals than there are candidates. A classic supply and demand problem. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.